have any reason to believe that, you know, this offense can get going? It's been five games in a row now. We haven't seen much.
Yeah, we'd like to score some more points. Last week, obviously, we didn't hold up our end of the bargain scoring the way we needed to. And you look at the tape, and it always comes down to a few little things here and there, and you point to them, and you hope that going through this week of practice, guys will tighten up on a couple of the details, and the outcome will be a little bit different. So I definitely think we're positive, and we're hopeful and optimistic, and we'll have to wait till Sunday to find out.
What happened for the run game? Because I guess if there was a silver line, you guys got that going again.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, and can it sustain here in the final three?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I had to look at one big difference, I would say having Robert in the backfield gives defenses a hard time because they have to defend him with an extra player. And it opens up some lanes in the passing game, and then they kind of have to decide, do they want to commit more to the run or more to the pass? And I think Robert's just a different dynamic that, as a defense, it's hard to plan for. And it opens up everything in the run game for us. And I think you saw that on last Sunday, not even necessarily with his legs, but the threat of him running the ball, running some of the zone read type stuff in the backfield, holding the defense right where they are because they don't know who's going to get the ball, gives us a chance as an offensive line to get up and get on our blocks, whereas if you just hand it off right away, those guys can just run to the ball.
Joe, yeah. Tax
your memory and go back to the Mangini years.
Oh, okay.
Maybe do that to you.
Yippee.
As I recall, you guys had a winless start and then went
Low
and won a game.
6-3, two completed passes, NFL record, one of my many records in the NFL that I'm proud of.
Do you remember the sense of relief in the locker room after what that was like?
Yeah, it was like winning the Super Bowl. I remember, I think it was it was only week 6 or 7, right? It wasn't late in the year, but we ended up starting 1-11, I think, that year. But either way, obviously, there was some very difficult moments leading up to that game, and to get that win was an awesome moment, even though it was insignificant in the grand scheme of things. So certainly, when we get that first win, it's going to be an exciting moment in the locker room for the players, probably only the players, because it doesn't matter to anybody else, but we're really battling hard to get that first win.
Marcel Darius in Buffalo today guaranteed that the Bills will not become the first team to lose to the Cleveland Browns.
I hate that guy. I'm going to kill him. That's great. I mean, that's that. The mindset we're going to have is just the same way. You know, we're going to make them the team that we break the streak on. So I think that's as a football player, our competitive nature, and that's the way we train ourselves to think every single week, because you want to go in on that Sunday expecting to win.
Joe, isn't the larger challenge in that, though, that, you know, when you go winless for this long, you're never going to catch a team off guard? Like, sometimes you think, oh, well, that's a trap game or whatever, but that's not going to happen for you guys.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges when you go this long without winning a game, is now all of a sudden you've gone from maybe a team that other teams are going to overlook to the team that you're definitely not going to get overlooked, because teams don't want to be the team that lost to you. And they're going to circle that game, and they're going to elevate their emotions and their preparation almost like it is a playoff game. So it makes it tougher to get that first win. But that's okay, because that's the challenge that we've put ourselves in, and we've accepted it, and we're going to do what we can to try to get that win on Sunday.
Joe, you're at the coin toss for every game, being a captain.
I'm undefeated, I think, on the road, by the way.
You're also on offense. How do you feel about deferring every time, and what is the explanation why that's your team strategy?
Well, that's a great question for Hugh Jackson. If I was the coach, I haven't dug deep into the statistics of it, but I think if you defer, science says that, and mathematics say that you're more likely to get more possessions than your opponent. Now, don't quote me on that one, but I think that's the thought for the most part, is you have a chance to control who has the ball at the end of the half, So if you have the ball and you score and then you get the ball again in the second half, you have the opportunity to have more possessions than your opponent. So that's the thinking behind it. Personally, I like getting the ball first, but this is a selfish reason because I like a longer halftime break, and I don't like to have to run out of halftime and go right on the field without rewarming up because I'm getting really old and stiff. But that should have no bearing on when Hugh decides to defer or take the ball.
Hey, you mentioned that there were two completed passes in the game in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It really wasn't a pretty game artistically.
Yeah, no, it was ugly. I can't believe you guys watched it. But it was extremely windy. I remember it was one of these just ultra-windy October days, and we couldn't complete a ball. They couldn't complete a ball. There was zero offense. It was ugly. But we won, so it was fun.
Billy kind of 18-yard field goal and like a 23-yard field goal.
Yeah, I remember the game winner was not because our offense was any good, but because they muffed a punt, like inside their own 20, and we picked it up and, of course, did nothing with it but kick a field goal. But that's all we had to do to win.
Celebrating in the locker room, did any of that matter?
No, winning and losing is the only thing that matters in the NFL.
Joe, Hugh was saying that he expects Robert to have a jump in performance. You know, it was his first game in 11 weeks. But do we maybe underestimate how difficult that is to have that much time off and then be expected to go out there and perform, especially at that position?
I think so. I think obviously quarterback's the toughest position on the field. It requires the most amount of chemistry and timing with your receivers. So, no matter what you're doing, unless you have that history with those guys for several years, maybe in the same offense with the same guys, it's hard to just pick back up where you left off with only a week of practice. So certainly I think that task is extremely difficult, especially that was this Robert's first week healthy practicing really at all. So I expect a big jump this week for him, from him.
Joke, I take you down. Another memory lane, maybe not as
right. Great.
The last time you guys played in Buffalo, you guys were 7-4. And then that started losing, the finish of the season. Mm-hmm. Really never got back on track since then. Mm-hmm. Like, could you have imagined when you left Atlanta at 7-4 that you could be where you are right now, maybe 2 years later?
Well, it's not happy to think about. I never thought it would be that way, but the NFL is a crazy business, and a lot of things can happen in that time. I think that was kind of the beginning of the Manziel era, for better or worse. Kyle Shanahan left after the season, so I think a lot of things happened that were unexpected, for sure.
I mean, we've talked about this a lot of times. Isn't it crazy to take a step back and think of how much can change personnel, coaches, in such a small window?
Yeah, I mean, it's the nature of the business. I think that's why it's so popular, is because the unexpected always happens in the NFL. And nobody knows what's going to happen from week to week. And you can't ever take for granted if you're on a team that's winning, because it is so difficult. And the difference between winning and losing is really small. And the difference between being on a winning organization and all of a sudden that organization tanking for a lot of years is very, very small. I got another year if I want to do that.
Hey, Joe, there's a lot of reasons for fans staying away this year, but how discouraging is it to go out into a half-empty stadium?
Yeah. Well, we did that to ourselves. Yeah. I mean, we're the ones that didn't win the games. If we would be 13-0, I guarantee it would be packed. They'd be selling tickets for $1,000 a pop. So I don't think it's not discouraging any more than the record that we have is discouraging. That's the nature of the NFL. If you don't win, people don't want to watch you. So I guess it's not really something that I think about.
Do you see signs that it's getting better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. I see that the young guys that we have are starting to make some more plays. They're starting to do the right things, even though sometimes it's always not apparent. You're not always seeing them maybe pop up on a Sunday, because typically – the only things you notice on a Sunday are big scoring plays or big hits or big plays on defense, where a lot of times having a good team is all about putting the little things together. And I think you're seeing some of those little things come together. And to me, that's what's really encouraging.
Yeah,